Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday. I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. We're celebrating Women's History Month, okay, for the whole month, which is really, really every day. But we're going to celebrate that. We'll have Miss Tiffany with an eye come on and share with us. We posted out Rosa Parks then and Kamala Harris now. And that was done for a reason. You see, they were both actresses. Rosa Parks was an actor of life. And she did her great stage play when she did that Montgomery boycott, starting off in the Civil Rights Movement. And Kamala Harris, she's an actress also. She played in many things like just Heeding, Whistleblower, The Untold Stories on CBS News. So they were both actresses and out there fighting. Rosa Parks was then back there doing what she had to do, and Kamala Harris, we gonna say now, because she is the first African-American woman vice president of the United States. You know, people have their doubts on putting that mixture there, but you know, we are all Heinz 59 here. Kamala Harris was born in 1964, and Rosa Parks was born in 1913. Like I said, they were both actresses. Rosa Parks was actor in life, and Kamala Harris is also an actor in life. And they both said that even though I'm the first one, I know that I won't be the last one, because they believed in the parents' successors, okay? So we're going to celebrate this Women's History Month. Tiffany with an I is going to come on here. I see it, I change it, and I get the job done. You know, history for women has been forgotten, and we must reflect, appreciate, and celebrate daily. Their actions changed our lives for the better. And you know that saying, behind every good man is a woman, because she's listening, encouraging, and blending everything, her strength with his strength. And they make for a real, real, real good pair. So before Tiffany comes on, let me play this for you to remind you, okay? Welcome in to Mindful Monday. play a little bit of that. I'll come back to it later on. You know, life is sometimes filled with hardships. But rainy and cloudy day, too, also are followed by the sunshine. That's when you appreciate the darkness spirit of the flowers of the field, which are women. You know, when sleeping women wake, mountains move. And that's just what it's all about here. We have Miss Tiffany Jones with Tiffany with an I on with us this evening. Tiffany, are you on? We're waking up with Linda Mack Shanda, Karen Sharon. Give us something to be mindful of on this Monday.
Hi, Linda. Yes, I am. How are you?
Hello, Tiffany. Again, thank you. Taking your busy, busy schedule. This is a busy lady out here. And you come on and you care and share with us, and we really appreciate it. Tiffany, how was your weekend this weekend before we get started here?
Well, I know it's not Find It Out Friday, but I will tell you what I found out, though, over the weekend, that the home tests for COVID are out.
Okay.
So I was at Costco, I think I saw that, I believe.
Okay.
So they're out. If anyone is, you know, interested in getting them, they are out. So if you're having a party, like you say, Linda, you want to make sure that nobody comes in the door well. So you need to check. So
yeah,
those are great in terms of...
I
think it's great because then you can, people can probably just go to the party. You can have them at the door, but they just, you know, and you can pass them out on the other side of the threshold of the door and have them, you know, take the test if they haven't taken it, or, you know, you have it at home and you can take it and then bring the result with you.
Well, you know, if we give an event, you know, we have everything out there. So before you cross that threshold, we have a little waiting area for you to just swab your nose and have a seat until we find out the results. And then come on in and have a good time. This is so confusing for me. My weekend, I was in deep thought. And you're saying the tests are out. How much are they? I was looking at the news today, and you can order up 4 now. Also, you can order them. Remember, they sent out 2 to a family, so now they're sending out 4. And that can be ordered. I think it is the website, la.org/COVID. I don't have the correct website, but I'll find it out, and I'll post it out. But, you know, I was in deep thought today. And all weekend, you know, I've just been trying to wrap this stuff around my head. You know, the gas prices, well, we know what we're going through. There's pain at the pumps, okay? So everybody is planning their routes and making one trip be sufficient. You go in the market, the food prices are crazy. And for the smokers, okay, the cigarettes. So I said, you know, If you don't have gas or you don't want to burn up all your gas, at least you can sit at home and if you're a smoker, smoke your cigarettes. But shoot, you can't even do that now because they're flying up to the roof. I say, what in the world is a person going to do? You go out to look for a roast that used to cost $12 and it's costing $30. I holler, where's the aisle that you're selling your cows in? Because I'm going to slaughter mine and make my own beef before I give you this type of money for this. Okay, so we'll all go back into our vegan stage. You know, you don't have to have beef all the time. You can cook thunder beans, red beans and rice. That's protein. Okay, learn how to cook and get the same thing you need so there can be a savings out there. It's just like, don't know, the mask on, the mask off, you don't have to be. I said, you know, this is very confusing, but I do not believe in being confused, so I just follow my own little heart. And I'll wear 2 and 3 more masks till I get ready to take them off. And that's the way we'll do that. And for people that are traveling in, you know, I have friends coming in from out of state. I have friends that have gone out of the country. They're coming back. And I'm saying, okay, call me when you arrive. I wish I could be there to give you a hug, but I can't. Okay, won't do it. So it's a troublesome thing, because when you're a giver and you move with your heart and you're always there for persons, it takes some thinking. So I was in deep thought, but I'm okay over here. I just wanted to put that out there, you know, the gas, the food, the cigarettes, everything. So we have to plan a strategy here, take deep breaths, support each other, and do what we have to do. You know, we're survivors out here. And speaking of the Women's History Month, when we were talking about, I mentioned Kamala Harris and Rosa Parks, and that's it, Rosa Parks then, Kamala Harris now. And people have a mixture on, well, she's not a black woman or she's not that. So what I want to say to those folks is to go ask Lucy. And if you don't know who Lucy is, do some research, because Lucy is responsible for us all. And even though we're Heinz 59 and we got a blend, just really, really think about it. There's times, even coming up as a child, that, you know, people, they want to make you who they want you to be and want you to be who they think. I worked in markets, and I was a cashier, and I used to wear my bun on the back of my head with a part in the middle, and sometimes you have to take a double take at me to try to figure out. I guess I'd be changing lifetimes after lifetimes. One day I looked this way, one, so this gentleman came, and he said, oh, you're from the islands. And I said, yes, I am. He said, which one? I said, Galveston Island, 46 miles south of Houston, Texas. And that was the fun. But I was a little brat at that time. But those type of things gave me a kick. But, yeah, you know, anything. So when we talk about a person's culture and what they are and what they aren't, I just say ask Lucy and be done with it, you know, because we have made the history. History will continue to be made. And these ladies have laid the path out here for us to keep going. As I said before, I might be the first, but I won't be the last. And a lot of individuals don't know that Shirley Chisholm, back in the 1800s, hey, she ran for the first president of the United States. And she was definitely a black woman. So we have some history here, and the history's been forgotten. And it's up to us to keep it moving forward, to stand on the shoulders of those out there that are preparing and have left it up and continue to teach and have successors out here. It's all about the education. Wouldn't you say so, Tiffany, with an I?
Yes, I would. And as I always say, that women should take care of themselves because they are very, very important. We play many roles. So we have to make sure we take care of ourselves with the self-care, resting, and so that we can be our best. You're absolutely right. There are so many people, so many women, you know, that come to mind, and I think I referenced in our last conversation women in politics and the movement of that, because you're starting to see a lot more women, and women run for positions against men, of course, and winning, and to many people's surprise. and I know it has happened in District 30, which is now District 28, because they've redone the boundaries for the districts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very interesting. It is very, very interesting. So I think we're going to see a lot more women come into play in politics, as we did and as we're seeing, or, you know, with Kamala Harris, that she's now in office. So, yeah, I think women are very much on the rise. People are acknowledging and recognizing their importance in terms of change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great.
Well, you know, it's the women that, you know, men do their part too. But when we go back and we talk about, you know, the women, we as women, and then as one of my mentors has always stated, I like to quote, as a matter of fact, that the thing that I mentioned earlier was an excerpt from a song that was written by Dasako Ikeda about women, and that was a bit of things that I took. But women are considered, you know, we're flowers. We're flowers out there, and we are going to beam and shine no matter what is going on. You know, another statement that he said, women are natural peacemakers as givers and nurturers of life. Their focus on human relations and their engagement with the demanding work of raising children and protecting life, they develop a deep sense of empathy that cuts through to underlying human realities. So, you know, we're multitaskers over here. And not taking anything away from the other, but hey, that's the way it starts. And I'll mention again, behind every good man, there's a woman, because she's listening and encouraging, and they're blending their strength together, and they move as a powerhouse. They move. So when sleeping women awake, mountains move. And that's an old Chinese proverb about the mountains moving from the awakening of sleeping women. So, you know, we get up every day, and when we get up, we already have a list of about 50 things to do, and that was before we put that left foot out on the floor. And in some way, it all gets done. It all gets done. So the history and the ladies that have paved the road before us here, that, and there's so many, you know, son, Hidden, you know, I remember the movie Hidden Treasures. You know, I have Miss Arlene mm-hmm. Harris. She was a first black scientist for Chevron, was with them for 30 years. She's walking amongst us right now, okay? So they're talking about STEM. She's been working with STEM for over 40 years, and we're just hearing about it. So she's a benefit and a blessing and a powerhouse for the young adults. So every time I get an opportunity, you know, to talk to a youth, and especially if they're into the science and things of that nature, I try to make that connection, because that is information there, you know, not someone that read about it or someone that's thinking about it, that's someone that has done it. We have a lot of hidden treasures. Well, you and I, we're hidden treasures, okay? You know, you speak of politics, we've been out there hitting them sidewalks, okay? Kind of like moving. I like to be that tortoise with the tortoise and the hare. I like to move low and slow, but we're out there moving, you know, in one form or another, trying to make for a better society. So, you know, we're hidden treasures too. So who knows, Tiffany, when I, they'll be talking about us too, huh?
You know how I am. I said when I ran for office, it was really hard. They would ask, a lot of people would ask me, you know, about myself, and that was so hard for me
yes.
to do, because I really don't like to talk about myself. I'd rather
yes.
do things and then people see what I've done and
yes.
then talk about what I've done. But
yes.
I it was very, very hard for me to do, and
yes.
it probably will still be hard, but it's going to be okay. It's fine. And I think what the, you know, when you're talking about STEM, you know, there's so many programs for young women in those programs, you know, for coding
yes.
and so not that they haven't been there for so many years, they have, but there's more, I'm seeing more and more development of these programs and organizations that support women.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the young adults, the young women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really, it's really nice to see. Again, not saying anything against men, because men set a good foundation, a great foundation, all the, you know. But it's, you know, then women come in and we do our thing, and it's a joint effort. So, but I've been a part of some organizations with women in technology and some of the things that they're putting together and what they create, and it's amazing. I mentored a young woman, and she was doing something with nature and mining, gold
okay.
mining, and really, I mean, the concept sounds kind of weird in the fact that you think that mining, as we always see the pictures, is you have to use instruments and equipment to do that. You know, the planet, you know, the creation, the universe is just so beautiful, and it's so, like, although it's simple, it's complex and it's simple at the same time, but there's so many functions that nature plays, so many different roles, like mining. Who would have thought that you could, that a tree, the roots of a tree, I think, I believe she was saying, can help the, you know, mine gold. You know, you can get gold from just from the roots of the tree. Just amazing. I mean, like, you know, you look at a tree and you just don't think of a tree like that. You think of a tree as to provide shade, and it blows in the wind, and the leaves change. In the winter, there are no leaves. In the spring, they're beautiful. You know, they have a different color. In the fall, they're orange and yellow, and, oh, they're so beautiful. But to know that it has another function, to be able to do something like that, it's amazing. So I can't wait to see in general what people, you know, what the young adults start doing, in, you know, with the future as it starts coming.
Yeah.
You know, as we move, I should say, as we move closer into the future, well, we're moving fast, very quickly. But, yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be very cool. It's going to be something to see. Something
well,
to see, to be an observer.
Yes.
To be an observer at this time, right?
Yes, the watchman in motion, as I say, forward march, keep in motion, keep it moving out there. And then when you speak of the young adults, it's always, you know, how can I put it? I find that the best way to work with youth is to let them do it, okay? You throw a topic out there and say, take care of it and watch them. And guess what? It gets done. It gets done in a different way, but it gets done. And to seek the knowledge, they're seeking minds, okay? And there's persons like the women that have been in history and the men also. Whatever they have to share that. They have to put that out there to them. And the youth and the elderly, they belong together, because it is the youth that gives the elderly the energy, and it is the elderly that gives the youth the wisdom and the story. See, there's not too many storytellers. Some of us, depending on when we were born and how we came up, we got those stories, okay? So those stories prepared you for what you were going to step into or what to look out for. Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of storytellers here. For this new phase here. So the ones that have the wisdom and the ones that have the stories, share it, because they're hungry. They're hungry. You'd be surprised of what holds their attention.
No, I absolutely agree. I think the baby boomer generation needs to reach out to the millennials, because the generation right before the millennials can't, you know, I'm not saying that they can't reach the millennials, but definitely the wisdom that comes from the baby boomers to that generation is needed, especially today, because you're right, there are no stories. There are no stories. But you know how I feel about storytelling. If you're going to tell the story, tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell
You know
the truth
what I mean? Because there's some stories out there that are not so true. You know,
not
like
so
I always say.
That, well, I agree with you on that, Tiffany Witt and I. Yeah, if you're going to get up there and tell the story, make sure it's the truth. But with these young adults, you have to be truthful, because they'll dig and dig and dig till they get the truth, okay? They will dig. So, again, yes, baby boomers, whoever, get out there and get busy with our young adults. And they will take it and do it in a way that it's spinning, and it's going to be done a little bit different, but it'll get done. If you want somebody to do something, get that youth and give them a topic and just sit back. I work with the children. When I work with the youth, I tell them, okay, I'm with you. But guess what? I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to jail, okay? So make everything legal. But everything you want to do, I got your back. I'll just sit over in the corner and be here when you fall down and scrape your knee. I got a Band-Aid over here. I'm going to put it on you and tell you to keep running. Just get up. You know, you still mm-hmm. got your knee. You still got your legs. You're still here. Okay, keep going. And that's what my position is. But they get the job done. And it's so, the history, you know, there's so much history that they don't know about. And I always put this call out, learn your history, okay? Dig,
right.
Do research, dig, find out for yourself. Don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you hear. But if you get that information yourself, then you have an option to what you want to do with it. But just don't be a follower. Don't be a leaf blowing on a tree branch, okay? Mm-mm. And do not be led in a pond with a string around your neck, okay? You're a leader. Take your stand and lead. And you have to lead with your life first. And that's what the ladies that we're speaking of and all the history makers and all the hidden treasures, that's the attitude that they had to take in order to get the job done. They ain't waiting on for anybody. You know, and I can imagine what it felt like. I can imagine what they went through. You know, because, hey, it's a different time. And it's still happening. Okay, but it was through mm-hmm. those stories and through the strength and through the time and through the education that those of us that can stand and keep moving and keep setting up successes are here now. You know, those are some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful shoulders that we're standing on, and that goes across the board. And speaking of going across the board, please, don't want to dim the story, but it's happening out there. Let's continue to send prayers out there because the war is not good. Nothing about war is good, mm-hmm. okay? Nothing. Okay, nothing. So it just takes away human dignity. It's just, so we have to keep praying. And what we cannot do is, first thing you have to change is don't have a war with yourself. You know, that's the first war you always have. And don't have a war with anyone else that's near. War is not good, inner or outer. So I just spent the whole weekend thinking about, okay, what are we going to do for Mindful Monday? What should people be mindful of? And I know that you, Tiffany, and I look into it and bring it. And we appreciate you for that. And for those listeners out there, if you didn't hear but one thing, we are here to help educate, unify, and to have our shoulders for you to stand on as we stand on the shoulders of others. That's what it's all about. When you light a candle for another individual, your path becomes brighter. So we got a lot of matches over here, don't we, Tiffany, with I? Taking mm-hmm. you anywhere that you want to go. It's a bit different, but it's what we do. We share and we care, and we're here for you out there. So hopefully you're getting something out of this. And like I always say, we might save somebody from jumping off a bridge, okay? That might be our main purpose here. Because I say these gas prices and these food prices out here that we're going through will make anybody want to take a leap, okay? You got to keep yourself balanced.
Well,
do that self-care.
True.
Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Take a few deep breaths because it's just like, what do I call it? They say the new normal. I said, nothing is normal about this. This is the new beginnings, okay? And we're all adjusting.
We are. We all are. Talk about the gas prices. Someone sent me a picture of gas price at $6.71. And that was for the basic gas, 87. We're not even talking about.
That must have been 3 hours ago. Because I saw another price a little bit earlier that was up into the sevens,
I mean, I'm flabbergasted. I really can't. At $7 and more for gas?
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is so crazy. I guess this is how it is in California, and I know it's all over the country, but, you know, in California, we pay for even, you know, the sunshine and the air we breathe just about. We pay for everything in California.
Yeah.
So, you know, the cost of living is high anyway here. And then to add to that the increases, it's just amazing.
And of
amazing.
Course, our prices are the highest in the nation, California. I remember my sister says, oh, my goodness, I was looking at the news. And when it first went up, and she says, well, I was looking. I said, yes, true, it's pain at the pump. I said, everybody's crying. I said, let me tell you what your sister did. I said, I pulled into the station, and I'm used to spending $4.30 with something. I said, the gas said $5.29. That's all, you know, that was a couple of days back. And I said, so you know what your sister did? I put $6 in my tank, and I brought my car home. And she just fell out. I says, oh, no. I said, you plan your route, and you put that route up before you leave, and you make one circle be sufficient. It's not about going over here and, oh, I forgot to go over here and I'll go back there. You can't do it that way. Well, we're praying for that, too. All of it has to end. It has to stop. But, you know, anytime there's a crisis or whatever, people ride on it. Okay, they're going to ride on it. Things are going to go up. Any excuse is good to demonstrate greed. That's all I can say. Any excuse is good to demonstrate greed. So we're just going to have to keep ourselves balanced, be there for one another, slow your roll, as the kids say, slow it down. Can't be running over here, over there, picking up, none of that, because it's crazy. The truckers, they can't move on the road. The gas, the airlines talking, they use fuel for those planes, so that means the ticket prices are going to go up. Okay, so here you go again. Here you go, from A to B. When you think
right.
B is over, it's still letters in that alphabet. It keeps on moving. So,
and a new variant came along.
Yes. Everything.
So we're going through it, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the new variant, then you need to stay home, right? I guess it's the thing. We're getting signs that you need to stay home a little bit more.
Yeah. So it's coming through, and like I say, when you think B is over, the C is right there at the door. So you're going to go through that alphabet, and you're going to come back and go through it again, because it's always something, always. It's not a time, you relax, you have to relax, because you have to relax your mind in order to keep your sanity, okay? So you got to take you some me time. Sometimes I have a me time day. You must take some me time out there, listeners. You must. I have a me time day, and sometimes that me time day goes into 2 days, okay? I forget that I had a me time day yesterday, so I say, let me take another one today, okay, so that I can keep my faculties here, because it's just what we have to do. You have to pray out there. You have to be strong. You have to hold your faith, whatever that faith might be. You might draw lines in the sand, do crystals, chant, whatever you do. Grab onto that faith, because that faith gives you hope, and that's what keeps you going. Yeah, you must have hope. You can't give in. You can never, ever, ever be defeated, and never, ever, ever retreat. You know, like I say, never give in to your negativity, never give in to your up on your dreams, never retreat. Proceed as the mighty fierce lion and keep shining like the bright sun. No matter what, you can change the impossible into the possible. And we know that we all are being magicians out here, okay? And if you see somebody that dropped their little wand, pick it up and give it back to them again, because it takes all of us to get this done. Tiffany, what did I? You know I don't want to get on this pulpit and get retreated, but self-care is the message that I hear.
Self-care, I always say on Mondays, just to be reminded. And, you know, mindfully respect, you know, people's space as we're going through the mandate of should I wear a mask, should I not? And I think, you know, like you said, use your own judgment in that. Some people feel that they don't because they're vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are, they put their masks on like yourself because they want to protect themselves from what might be out there. So just be mindful as you're moving around the cities and understand that it may not necessarily be about you, although it is ultimately right, but other people too. So if someone asks you to take one of those tests, that the home care test, you know, it's just nothing. But I think it's a swab, right? That you just, it's swabbed. It's a little swab or something.
Yeah, you just slide it in, and then it works out there pretty easy. You know, well, if they come to an event that I give, they have to take a home test, and I take temperatures. They think they walking in the Cedar Sinai. Okay, if you're going to come up around me, that's what you're going to have. Okay, and if you can't, that's okay too. You know, well, you can, but you have to use your own discretion and move with what you feel comfortable with. And right now, with all of this stuff going around, there's no comfort out here for anybody. We just have to encourage each other, understand each other, and be mindful and respect, as you say. That's all we can do. Because this shall pass. This too shall pass. Okay, when, we don't know. But we know that winter always turns into spring.
And spring is coming. It's almost here. Oh, and March 13th.
Okay.
Spring forward.
Okay, that's on the
13th.
Okay.
Right.
I think you mentioned that on Friday, but I'm going to write it down again, and you'll probably have to remind me again. I need to set these clocks now.
No, I mean, if you have clocks that you need to set, or, you know, I know we have cell phones and they automatically change, but, you know, if you have to be somewhere and you get up and you're, you know, kind of perplexed as to the time and you don't realize that it's an hour later, you know, you might get up and think that you have a meeting or didn't. You know how you have an alarm clock that's not attached to your cell phone or whatever. And so you set it, and you might set it for a time, and the time has moved up an hour, and you don't even realize that happened. So, but I know technology today, a lot of people do that. I mean, they have the alarms on the cell phones that they use.
Yes. Or you show up and wonder where everybody is. Okay, or where, are you late? Or you lag? I get it twisted until it takes me a few days before I can settle into it. But I think I better go set these clocks right now, because I might be having too many me days when it's the 13th. Is that on a Sunday? What day is that on?
Yeah, that's Sunday. It usually falls on a Sunday, sir.
The 13th is a Sunday. Okay, spring forward. I can always do the riddle spring forward and fall back. So that's how I keep up with it. And then sometimes I get it twisted, but that's okay. That's why there's people like you, and we're in each other's lives, so we can be reminders to each other. But what we want to remind everybody to do this evening for Mindful Monday, as Tiffany with an I said, to do that self-care. That self-care first, okay? We have to change up the way that we're doing things, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it's kind of hurting because you always want to be there for people and when persons are going through it. But my thing is, put that mask on your face first before you try to help anybody else. Think of you, because when you're a giver and when you're a person that moves with your heart, sometimes you forget. And on that note, Tiffany with I, we're going to say good evening to you, and I'm going to take the mindfulness that you're giving us is to do self-care. Is that correct?
Always on a Monday, I always say that. I just want people to, you know, be reminded to do that, because we can get caught up in so many activities and forget to take the time for ourselves.
Yes,
and just be mindful,
can.
You know, like I said, you know, we got the new tests out. If someone asks you to do that, just be mindful of their health and your health as well. So we can all work together to get through this.
all work together, send prayers out there for yourself and everybody else. And I'm going to leave you with this, Tiffany with an I. We love you. I see it. I strategize it. I structure it. And I get the job done. We love you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.